Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Life Coach Radio Network. I'm David Frank Gomes, and thanks for joining me on Frank Talk, the radio show about the art and science of a meaningful life. I'm a coactive life compass coach and a spiritual mentor, and I was trained by master coaches from the Coaches Training Institute, the global leader in transformational life and business coaching. If you want to know more about my process and how you can work with me, you can visit my website at lifecompasscoaching.ca, or you can visit me on Facebook at Life Compass Coaching. So let's get into it. If life is so short, why do we do so many things we don't like and like so many things we don't do? We live our lives around the clock. We wake up at a certain time, work on a schedule, and base our performance on the amount of time it takes us to do things. So more things done in less time equals good. More time needed, deadline not met, not so good. And it's amazing how many people I talk to who tell me they want to write a book or start a new entrepreneurial venture, change careers, go back to school, learn a new hobby. The list is endless. But they keep putting it off. They keep making it someday. Does that sound familiar? We're all guilty of it at some point in our lives. You've been wanting to do something different, but you don't have the time or maybe the energy right now. You got a ton of things on your to-do list, a schedule that is packed full, meetings that never seem to end. You know, you're going to get to your big idea or the life change you want to make. But later, there's all the time in the world to do it later, right? The truth is, that time never comes, not if you don't create that time yourself. You know, we're all given the same amount of time each day. So why do some people seem to enjoy it so much more than others? And why are some people able to accomplish so much more than others? Well, wise people realize that time is so very precious. The question is, do you realize that? We have no idea if tomorrow will even come for us. We just assume that we'll have another day. But we live in a mystery and we actually don't know what tomorrow does bring. So I advise my clients to use this knowledge to really live the life that you want now. Start it now. Don't wait. And frankly, that's the best part of the work I do, seeing people live full contact lives right now. I'd say time is the most valuable of all our possessions, but it's also the most perishable. But it's not just the clock that creates anxiety and fear in us. It's basing our worth on how much doing we can do. We have this strange belief in our modern culture that if we just finish everything on our to-do list, we'll be done. And then after that, we can finally be happy and start living. Unfortunately, again, that time never comes because it's always out of reach since it lives in the future. We always find more things to do, more projects to work on, more stuff to be done, and more ways to try and find ways to save time. But what are we saving it for? You know, if we base our happiness solely on achievement, we've joined the cult of productivity. And being productive is no longer a means to an end. It is the end. And part of this reason for our obsession with productivity is we think that time is money. But time is not money. Time is your life. If doing more isn't the answer, because clearly there's a lot of people out there doing more, maybe it's doing more with less. Maybe it's slowing down enough to actually enjoy the experience you're having. Maybe it's slowing down enough to remember life is a journey, and you can travel lightly. And with technology, we can get more done quicker than ever before, right? So isn't that supposed to result in more free time and increased personal happiness? And if that's the case, why is it that most of us feel that when we're not doing something productive, we're slightly uneasy? Why is it that when our time isn't structured, we often feel guilty? So how to figure out all these things? First of all, we have to get to the root problem. How to find the time to change your life. So I would say the first step is always to change your relationship with time. And you must make a commitment to this idea. You have to decide that you really want to make this change and that it's more important than anything else. It has to be urgent. So I often don't think of it as improving your life, but saving your life. The changes that I help and support my clients to make lead them to healthier, happier relationships with themselves. That's the key relationship. And then that corresponds into everything else in their life, including a new relationship with time. Time doesn't have a stranglehold on them anymore. And that often happens when you just start doing the thing you want to do now. If you don't feel like you're saving your life or there's something big at stake, you won't make the tough changes needed. You won't have the commitment to follow through. So in the interest of saving time, I'm going to get right to some practical suggestions for developing a new relationship with time. First one is balance. There's bound to be sacrifices that we must make in life for the future. Sometimes we have to use stepping stones to build our way to success. Just try to keep a balance between goals and vision that are long-term and also doing things that make you feel alive now. You can't leverage your future by not living now. You can't not live now to make a better future. You have to find a balance between the two. It's critical. Along with balance is flexible. Stay flexible. Sometimes we need to drop goals that are no longer serving us. You know, and having the courage to sometimes quit a goal that's no longer aligned is okay. What matters most is that you just stay authentic to yourself. We live in an ebb and flow, and sometimes people have a belief system or a dream or a goal, and they somehow think they still have it because they should have it. But we change. So flexibility is a key to developing a new relationship with time. Your future vision. Are the sacrifices you're making now a part of a larger purpose for you? Our long-term vision for our lives should enable us to have more free time to do what we want in the future, not create more stress. If the stress outweighs the benefits, it's likely that your goal is not very authentic. And there's something else going on here. The purpose of life is not to create more stress, but to create more happiness. So, say no so that you can say yes. How often do you say yes to a commitment when you really want to say no? A lot of our freedom is stolen simply because we're unable to claim ownership of our own time. And contrary to the illusion, you can't have it all. You have to say no to something in order to say yes to something else. And wise people know this. So a no is always a yes to something else. Ask yourself some important questions, like, is increasing your productivity increasing your happiness? If you're getting more done but not making more time for the things you want to do, something's wrong. The point of getting things done is not to have more time to get things done. It's to have more time for the things you truly enjoy. So you got to start asking yourself these questions. I can't say it enough, slow down. You'll enjoy your time much more if you're not constantly hurrying. Something that's helped me a lot is this idea of pretending that what I'm doing is the only thing that exists at this time in the universe. The universe is just existing for me to do this thing. It's a way of sort of highly focusing your moment. It makes me enjoy it more, and it makes me more effective. And it's part of the strategy to slow down and do more. Be here now. We enjoy the time we spend much more when we're in the flow state. That's to say, we have lost track of time. We're not judging what we're doing. We're just simply doing it. We're not thinking about it. We're flowing. And also, find your own natural rhythms. And this is one thing coaching really helps for people. It really opens them up to figure out how they work. Because we tend to try and force ourselves to be productive all the time, or sometimes when we feel like relaxing. And so when we're doing this, we're working against ourselves and our natural rhythm. So you have to learn to pay attention to your rhythm. And when you feel like being productive, go with it. When you feel like relaxing, don't hold yourself back. Doing nothing is not a sin. It's actually an essential component to a happy, healthy life. So doing nothing, we could say, supports doing something. It's necessary. It's like recharging a battery. If we can learn to be more content, our productivity can have more meaning for us. So our productivity can be the result of our happiness, not the other way around. So if you cultivate meaningful productivity, you can start to reclaim your time. Remember, time is not money. Time is the essence of your life. The truth is, we all have the same amount of time. But some of us make time for doing what we love. Some of us make time for changing our lives. And some of us make time only for constant demands, pressures, and responsibilities, which creates a problem for many people. Because they only show up for the pain. They spend all their time on the pain of life. All the duties, all the obligations. They never spend any time on the pleasure. So they end up spending all this time doing what they don't want. And if you want to go from spending time doing what you don't want to doing what you do want, then you have to reclaim time. You have to create the life you want and make the most of your free time. And it's not hard. It does take effort and diligence and developing a few habits, new habits. And I always say to people, and it's another great thing about coaching, is that if you coach for, say, a month or two, it's a chance for you to just radically experiment with your life. It's not forever, it's just for now. And often when people experiment with their life, things open up. So if you're willing to experiment with your life and try changing some things, try making a few new tweaks and adjustments, you start to find more time in your life. And even if you just want to free up a little time for a hobby or for doing something relaxed, you can do that too. There's nothing wrong with taking a time out every once in a while. Coaching is like a time out. Take a time out in your life to figure out, where am I right now? Am I liking it? So freeing up time starts with taking the step back to take a good look at your life. And once a year, at least, people should be doing this. You need to block off, you know, a portion of time, like a weekend. It may not necessarily be practical, but commit to some kind of a block of time and take a look at your life with some perspective. You know, is it what you want? How did you get there? Are you enjoying what you're doing? What things are actually filling up your day? You know, it's taking an inventory of your life. Is what a timeout is. And along with that, you want to find your essentials. You know, what is it that you love to do? Make a short list, 4 or 5 things. These are the essentials. These are the things you want to make room for now. And the flip side is find your time wasters. Figure out what they are. Get conscious about them. What do you spend a lot of your time on that isn't on your essential list? Take a close look at these things. Are they really necessary? Can you reduce, minimize, eliminate them? Sometimes you do things because you assume they're necessary, but if you give it some thought, you can find ways to drop them. And that can really be an eye-opener for people, because oftentimes they're not really completely conscious about just what their time wasters are. Schedule time for what you want. You know, as you sit down and think about your life and what you want to do versus what you're actually doing, you'll be looking at ways to free up time. So it's crucial that you take your weekly schedule and assign blocks of it for things you love. Schedule it in, the essentials. And put a block of time in there for doing nothing. And then you can schedule the rest of your life around these blocks of time where you're going to start doing the things you want to do. I also encourage people to consolidate. You know, many things we do are scattered that we could consolidate. That's a simple way to save time. You know, a good idea is errands. You know, some people find it very effective to just, you know, get their errands done in one day rather than spread them out. They chunk a block of time, and that's errand time. Same with email or communications. You know, you can find times to respond to them rather than throughout the day. Same things with meetings, paperwork, anything you do regularly. You can always try and consolidate it. If you don't think your time is precious, then no one else will think it either. Declutter is another big one. Declutter everything, your schedule, your home, your life, your... If you don't love it or you don't use it or you don't look at it, get rid of it. Decluttering opens up so much space for people. We become prisoners of our possessions, and sometimes decluttering is just so liberating. It's also really effective to rethink your routine, you know. We often get stuck in a routine that's anything but what we really want our days to unfold like. So, again, ask yourself, is there a better way of doing things? Because, let's face it, you're the creator of your life. You're responsible. So making a new routine that's more pleasant, more optimal, more filled with the things you love can be helpful. You know, many people are lovers of the to-do list, you know, and I'm not going down on the to-do list at all, but people do get obsessed with lists. But if you're going to have a list, keep it to 3 if you're going to make a daily list. Just the 3 most important tasks you want to accomplish. You don't need laundry lists of tasks, or else you end up just squandering your free time. So keep your list small, but, you know, important. And I always say to lift the heaviest rock first. Of the 3 most important tasks, you know, you've chosen for the day, pick the biggest one. Do the one you're dreading most. Do it first. Otherwise, you know, you tend to put it off as long as possible, and then the next thing you know, a bunch of other stuff's coming in. So if there's a big rock you got to lift, don't check your email till you've lifted it. Then you can start your day off with a sense of accomplishment. People could often free up a lot of time if they just learn to delegate. And delegate's really about letting go. So ask yourself, is there anywhere in your life where someone else could handle it? Someone else could handle something for you? Worth checking into. Of course, you know, if you listen to my last show on addicted to technology, I believe, you know, you got to disconnect. Get off the grid. Don't stay connected all the time. if you want to be really effective, unplug once in a while so you can focus. And set certain times of the day for connectivity. It's incredible how much time people waste on the internet. Mornings are a great use of time. Mornings are the absolute best time to schedule things that you really want to do. So your essential kind of morning list, your three lists, is great because your day hasn't been filled up with a bunch of stuff yet. So, you know, for example, if you're scheduling something for late afternoon, by the time late afternoon rolls around, you might have a whole bunch of other things that have been added to this list, and you put it off and put it off. But when you schedule things for the morning and get up a half hour earlier, there you go. It gets done. I always tell people that have a lot of commitments to simplify them, just as an experiment. You know, so do you have too many commitments in your life? You slowly experiment with reducing commitments. They often seem important, but sometimes we commit to a lot of things just to keep our minds busy. Lots of things are important, but which are the absolute most important? So you make a decision and experiment to see if things change for you. And if you're having trouble making a decision, try an experiment. Cut out a commitment for just a little while and see whether you suffer from cutting it out or whether you like the extra time. And if you're worried about offending people, you know, don't. You can just explain that, you know, your personal coach has got you on a radical simplicity plan and you're experimenting. Or you just don't want to be not committed to something. If you can't give it 100%, you don't want to do it. And, you know, sometimes you just have to own your own time. And you can always heap the commitments back on later. But if you don't experiment, you won't know what works for you. And it also tells you what really is non-negotiable for you. So there might be some commitments that you really do love. In general, find the things that eat up your time that are less important than the changes you want to make and cut them right out of your life. So I'll say that again. In general, find the things that eat up your time that are less important than the actual changes you want to make and cut those things out. You know, finding more time and getting friendlier with time is really about making your life simpler. As a coach, I find it fascinating that most people plan their vacations with better care than they plan their own lives. You know, and perhaps this is because people believe escaping is easier than changing. And that belief comes from our complicated lives that we lead these days. We never find a moment to spend alone in peace without being bombarded with noise and information. So there's no time for solitude and contemplation. And as a result, we live in an almost constant world of stress, anxiety, and depression. So the cornerstone is really find time each day to be alone for your mental health by borrowing pockets of time from other areas in your life. And I assure you, this time will pay off for you in the long run. You become calmer and happier and more efficient, and you can stop being at war with time. So finding time for solitude is extremely important, and yet it's often neglected. And by finding time alone, I don't mean, you know, watching TV, surfing the internet, reading, watching the news. You know, those are all good things, but I'm talking about something a little different. They're not conducive to contemplation. To getting to know yourself, to reflecting on what you've been going through, for thinking about your life and your dreams. And learning to spend time in solitude is quite difficult for a lot of people. So it's, you know, I advise small steps. Probably best if you do it in small doses. Even if you can only do it for 5 minutes a day, take 5 minutes a day for yourself and turn everything off and go inside. Trust me, the answers are there. And learn to fight the urge to turn the TV on, turn your computer on, play music, read. It's hard, but it's worth it. Finally, if you feel overwhelmed, just breathe. Breathe deeply. It always calms the mind and releases the tension. And if you're worried about something coming up or you're caught up in something that's already happened, just breathe. Breathing consciously always brings you back to this present moment. And if you're moving too fast, just breathe. It'll remind you to slow down and enjoy your life. Enjoy the moment. Breathe and enjoy each moment of your life. Fleeting moments. Don't waste them. If you don't make time to work on creating the life that you really want to live, you're going to eventually be forced to spend a lot of time dealing with a life you don't want. And that can create real turmoil for people when they wake up one day and realize that time has slowly trampled on them and they're being crushed by it now. Because now they feel they've run out of time. So we want to avoid that state. So if you want to develop a new relationship with time, if you're curious about making small changes in your life, then feel free to visit my website and book a free consultation. You'd actually be amazed at what we can accomplish in a short period of time. Time is very precious, as I said, and wise people understand this. So don't squander it. And don't let this modern world with all of the technology and all of the benefits as well, don't let it consume you and swallow you up. Because that's how you end up losing track of time. And if you follow some of these strategies, that can be avoided, and you can actually enjoy the journey as you're taking it. And isn't that the ultimate goal? To find meaning and happiness. To make our productivity about something more than just getting stuff done. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I will see you again in a couple of weeks on the Life Coach Radio Network. Lots of great shows. There's a show every day. We also have International Life Coach Radio Network, where you can listen to coaches around the world. So feel free to tune in, and just remember to smile, to breathe, and go slowly. Thanks for listening.